It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Wolf Banesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a bitch.
Colbert.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Happy Friday. We made it. Hope you're having an outstanding day and have a great weekend ahead of you. And let me just put the corporate hat on right away as it relates to the weekend. If you do not have plans tomorrow, I just made them for you. If you do have plans, change them. It is the inaugural Corn Country Fest presented by Viridian Credit Union at National Cattle Congress tomorrow in Waterloo. Starts about 3:45 with 8 hours of live music from Adam Keith, Wildcard, and country recording artist and member of the Grand Ole Opry, Terry Clark, who's got many hits, including Better Things to Do, Girls Lie 2, and Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me. There's going to be a mechanical bull on the grounds. There's going to be other games like axe throwing, all sorts of food, plenty of beer, what? And proceeds from select games are going to benefit Americans for Independent Living, serving Cedar Valley area veterans in need. And if you're hopefully, I would imagine at this point going, okay, Cole, where can I get the tickets? Simple. You just go on the old internets and you go to corncountryfest.com. Once again, learn more, get your tickets at corncountryfest.com. And I think you have till 11 o'clock tonight to not pay the day of price. You get the early bird price if you pay before 11 o'clock tonight, $26 a head, which is a great price considering these three acts that you got. And one, of course, being a Grand Ole Opry member and Terry Clark. And got to shout out all the sponsors, of course, Viridian Credit Union, The Scoop, Deary Brothers Collision, Coyote Classic, Simpson Floor Covering, Bushlight, Furson Kitchen and Bath Design, Scott Parsons Allstate Agency, and Families First Counseling Services. The inaugural Corn Country Fest tomorrow afternoon into the evening, into the late night, at National Cattle Congress in Waterloo. 8 hours of live country music. Go to corncountryfest.com to check it out. All right, welcome in a Friday edition. And however you are tuned in, whether that's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Thank you so much for being here. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColeBear. And like the Facebook page, type in 102.3 1650 The Fan. You'll find it. Hammer the like button. Your Facebook experience will improve. I guarantee it. No money back on the guarantee. Website, as I mentioned, 1650thefan.com. That's where you get the podcast of this show, along with all sorts of local and statewide sports content. So bookmark it. Make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web. Dial us up today if you have any questions or comments to add to the conversation, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479, or you could email the show if you'd rather do that than call. Fire away. Questions, comments, maybe something or someone you'd like to hear on a future show. Email address is Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. All right, here's the plan today. We got a big stack of area sports news and scores to get to. Intern David Warrington alongside. He'll bring those to you shortly after we're done there. We will take timeout number one, get you a CBS Sports Flash, a VSiN Action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Friday, looking into tomorrow and Sunday. And speaking of that forecast, tomorrow looks beautiful. So just another reason to consider Corn Country Fest your plans for tomorrow night. We'll come back from that first break, and Waterloo East High School baseball coach Eric Jesse will join the show. They were set to play tonight in a class 4A. Wait, hold on. I always get it mixed up. Whether or not there's only four classes in baseball. Yeah, that's right. Make sure I got David over here potted up so he can correct all the mistakes I make. But sub-state quarterfinals. Because this is what's so confusing. Because the smaller classes do districts, right?
Yeah.
And then the bigger classes, because there's not as many of them, they just jump right into a sub-state playoff.
Yeah, and then there's five classes for the girls, and they are calling regional, so there's all sorts of different things.
Yeah, jeez. I'm too old to remember all this, man. I got all sorts. I got a 70-yard bomb from Spencer Petras at the Manning Passing Academy on the front of my brain right now. I mean, Iowa fans need to be hype, because I saw that video, and immediately I was like, hey, I don't care about USC, UCLA. Move over. Spencer Petras went to the Manning Academy, and I think he's kept the receipts. He's coming for all the haters this year, Spencer Petras. We'll talk about that in the third segment of the show after we're done talking with Waterloo East baseball coach Eric Jesse. We will take the timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports comeback, and Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast will join. We'll talk about conference realignment, college football talk, what's trending in the NFL, and, of course, that absolute bomb that Spencer Petras threw at the Manning Academy. I'm thinking over under 3,000 yards, over under 25 touchdowns for Spencer this year. So, I mean, buckle up, Hawkeye fans. This has got natty written all over it. I got a bone to pick with all Cardinal fans and Major League Baseball, and it just so happens I got a Cardinal fan sitting right across the table from me and the intern, David Warrington. Did you see this nonsense where Albert Pujols and Miguel Cabrera are getting into the All-Star game just because they're old and decrepit and once were good at baseball?
Yeah, I did see that.
You probably feel pretty okay about it, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah.
You think it's a nice gesture?
Yes, I do.
So, you know, you're one of those young guys, and you grew up in the Blue Ribbon Society, the Everybody Gets a Trophy Society, and that's all this is. That's all this is. Guess what? You're washed, Albert. You're washed. I mean, what's his numbers this year? Do you know what they are?
No, I don't.
Okay. So they must be really good if you don't know what they are. And we like Miguel Cabrera's been washed for like 3 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess I don't want this to be a thing really at all, but I don't think they should play in the game. Do you?
Yeah, I kind of get what you're saying there.
Last inning or something?
Yeah.
Like, but you don't want either of them to take an AB away from a younger guy who actually got voted in, right?
Right.
Like, and I don't care if it's the guy's second at bat. Like, I don't think they should take any at bats away from guys. I get the feeling that each of them are going to get a pinch hit appearance, though. But you can't put them in the field. They're too old. They don't move anymore. They look like slow pitch softball players out there, those two. But I mean, they're legends, right? Like, I'm teasing because I even remember saying when Pujols was in his prime and just absolutely killing the Cubs, it was like, you can't even hate the guy. You just respect the hell out of him for how good he is at his craft. And that's where I got with Pujols. It was just like, you just accepted the fate. And then the Angels did Angels things. And do you think Pujols is maybe one of those dudes who's like a year or two older than what the certificate says?
Yeah, I could see it, to be honest.
Because even me as a Cubs fan, David, toward the end of Soriano's career, like after they traded him back to the Yankees, you're like, yeah, no, I don't. I think he's a couple years older than what they wrote down initially. So, hey, you got to get your bread, and if that's what it takes, like credit to those guys because you know they grew up with way less than we grew up. So get your money. But yeah, I wanted to make sure and bring that up today that it's David's generation. What do you know? What you're because I'm a millennial. I'm one of those. What are you, X?
I think so,
yeah. Yeah, you're Generation X? Is that what it is? Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Because what's the generation that's older than me? I thought maybe they were X. Because they get a pass on everything. The generation that's older than me, they get a pass on everything. And as you can tell, I'm not too pleased about that. But, yeah, your generation did this, okay? Albert Pujols and Miguel Cabrera get a trophy, and they get to go to the All-Star game despite the fact they are washed. Also, before we get to area sports news and scores, I am in the giving mood this week, and so it is your chance to win free breaks from National Brake Center in Waterloo. And all you got to do is go to the website, 1650thefan.com. You'll see the National Brake Center logo there right on the homepage. Click into that post. You enter your information, and then you scroll down. You'll see enter today's keyword for your chance to win. Today's keyword is cyclones. So go to the website right now, 1650thefan.com, if you want free brakes for your car, all right, or truck or SUV. Now, if you need rotors, that's a different story. I don't have the pull yet to make that happen. I'm working on it, okay? But free brakes for your vehicle, your car, truck, or SUV at National Brake Center in Waterloo. Nobody likes paying for brakes, okay? So I'm here to give you free brakes, and I'm saying all you got to do is go to 1650thefan.com, click on the post you'll see on the homepage there about winning free brakes from National Brake Center. You scroll down, enter your information, enter today's keyword, cyclones. Today's keyword is cyclones. So shout out to our guys at National Brake Center for doing that for us. All right, we've got the we've got everything out there for the most part about what we're going to do today. So, David, go ahead. Take it away. Big stack of area sports news and scores.
The state's bigger schools were on display last night as 4A and 5A regional softball action took place. In area 5A games, Cedar Rapids Kennedy outscored Cedar Falls 7-6, and Waterloo West stopped Marshalltown 5-1. In area 4A games, Charles City defeated Waterloo East 9-5, and Mason City rolled past Waverly Shell Rock 11-1. The road to the state softball tournament continues tonight. Action will take place in 1A and 2A with regional semifinals. In 1A matchups with area schools, 9th-ranked Clarksville hosts BCLUW, Don Bosco plays at North Lynn, and North Butler is at Collins Maxwell. In area 2A regional semifinal games, Grundy Center hosts South Hardin, and Dyke New Hartford will be at East Marshall. The high school baseball playoffs will begin tonight for classes 3A and 4A with sub-state quarterfinal games. In 4A games involving the Metro schools, Cedar Falls is hosting Davenport West, Waterloo West plays at Cedar Rapids Prairie, and Waterloo East is at Linmar. That game has been postponed until tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
I've got an update on that Waterloo West game. That's also been postponed until 7 o'clock tomorrow night. So if there is an update on that Cedar Falls game, I haven't seen it. If anybody out there does, by all means, dial us up, 319-277-1918, or send me an email, cole@1650thefan.com.
The NICL West All-Conference baseball team has been released. Conference champion Grundy Center had six players on the first team. Gladbrook Rhinebeck junior pitcher Will Kiburis was named the conference MVP. And the co-coaches of the year were Pat Brown of Grundy Center and Scott Kiburis of Gladbrook Rhinebeck. The Cedar Falls boys golf team will be competing at the National High School Golf Association National Invitational next week. The Tigers will be competing at the Pinehurst Resort in Pinehurst, North Carolina. The meet goes Monday through Wednesday. The invitation-only tournament field features more than 330 of the top high school boys golfers from across the country who won their respective state championships as a team or as an individual. Cedar Falls won the 4A state championship this past fall. Individual and team national champions will be crowned following the three-day 54-hole stroke play event. The Cedar Falls team competing includes Evan Schofield, Graham Bremer, Jack Beecher, Max Choa, Owen Sawyer, and Sam Germier. The Chicago Blackhawks selected Waterloo Blackhawks defenseman Sam Rinzel in the first round of last night's NHL draft. Rinzel was chosen 25th overall. He's the earliest Blackhawks selected since Brock Boeser was drafted 23rd in 2015, and he's just the fourth Waterloo player to ever be picked in the first round. The 6'4" Chanhassen, Minnesota native split time between the Blackhawks and Chaska High School last winter. In 21 games last year with Waterloo, he scored a pair of goals and added 8 assists. Waterloo anticipates Rinzel playing for them next season. Waterloo Blackhawks goalie Emmett Crodeau was selected today in the NHL draft. Montreal used their sixth-round choice, the 162nd overall, to procure future contract rights for the 18-year-old. The pick came in front of their hometown fans as Montreal is hosting this year's draft. Crodeau was 16-16-3 in 35 appearances last year. His .899 save percentage ranked fifth in the United States Hockey League last season, while his 3.0 goals against average tied for sixth. Former Waterloo Blackhawks defenseman David Gucciardi was selected by the Washington Capitals today with the 213th overall pick of the 2022 NHL Draft. Gucciardi was ranked to 57th in NHL Central Scouting's ranking of North American skaters eligible to be drafted this year. During the coronavirus-altered 2020-21 campaign, Gucci already played in his first game for Waterloo on December 18, 2020, 7 weeks after the beginning of the United States Hockey League season. In total, he tallied 7 goals and 10 assists for the Hawks. Gucciardi will be a sophomore for the Michigan State Spartans this fall. The Iowa State football team is picked to finish 6th in the preseason Big 12 media poll. The Cyclones did receive 1 first-place vote. Defending conference champion Baylor is the favorite, while Oklahoma is picked 2nd and Oklahoma State 3rd. Iowa State is coming off a 7-6 season, including a 5-4 record in the Big 12. Iowa State football player Breece Hall has been named the Iowa State Male Athlete of the Year. Last year, Hall was the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year and was named a consensus All-American. He finished his junior season with 1,472 rushing yards, while tying his own Iowa State season records in scoring, 138, and touchdowns, 23, which ranked 2nd nationally in both categories. The Doak Walker Award finalist completed his career, owning or sharing 11 school records. Iowa State women's basketball player Ashley Jones has been named the Iowa State Female Athlete of the Year. Jones concluded her 4th season as a Cyclone, averaging 20 points, 9.5 rebounds, and 2 assists per game. Her standout season helped lead the Cyclones to a 28-7 overall record, breaking the program record for wins in a season. Iowa State's 13 Big 12 conference wins also set a new record. The Cyclones capped their season with a trip to the Sweet 16, the program's first since 2010. Jones is Iowa State's all-time leading scorer with 2,369 career points. UNI Athletics and Learfield Panther Sports Properties have announced that J.W. Cox has been named Director of Broadcasting and the new voice for Panther football and men's basketball beginning next season. Cox assumes the role that was held by Gary Reimer the last 29 years. Reimer retired following this past season. Cox has been the play-by-play voice for St. Cloud State in football and men's and women's basketball since 2016. The Waterloo Bucks outlasted lacrosse 10-9 in 10 innings last night in Northwoods League play. The Bucks banged out 14 hits in the win. Waterloo evens their record to 1-1 in the second half of the season. The Bucks are at home tonight as they host Wilmar. Game time is 6:35. And lastly, 3 members of the Waterloo Bucks have been named to the 2022 Northwoods League All-Star Game. The Bucks were selected Cameron Cromer, Ryan Gardino, and Ty Walton. Cromer is an infielder from the University of Northern Colorado. He's tied for 10th in the Great Plains Division with a .330 batting average. Gardino, an outfielder from Tennessee Tech, leads the league with 25 stolen bases. He's batting .345, is tied for the Northwoods League lead with 8 homers, and is 3rd with 34 RBIs. And Walton from the University of Hawaii is hitting .304 with 2 home runs, 10 RBIs, and 5 stolen bases. Walton was selected to the All-Star roster as a utility player. The Northwoods League All-Star Game is Tuesday, July 19th in Wisconsin Rapids.
Great job, David. We're going to take this first time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update, and a forecast. All coming your way on the other side. Waterloo East baseball coach Eric Jesse joins us. They play tomorrow now, as you heard David tell you, 11 a.m. at Linmar. Coach Jesse joins us next to look back on the regular season and look ahead to tomorrow night's sub-state quarterfinal right here on a Friday edition of Cole & Company.
CBS Sports Radio. Sports Flash.
Well, I think it's Damian Lillard and those who said he was going to be leaving or wanting out of Portland because he's staying, reportedly getting a 2-year extension worth $122 million. James Harden is heading toward a return to Philadelphia just for a lot less than he was set to make. The Athletic reports the former MVP is taking a $15 million pay cut that will allow the Sixers to have some financial flexibility to build a stronger team. Harden opted out of a $47 million deal for this year. He's expected to get a 2-year deal with an opt-out after this one. The upcoming Major League Baseball All-Star Game has added a couple of future Hall of Famers, with Commissioner Rob Manfred announcing the Cardinals' Albert Pujols and the Tigers' Miguel Cabrera will be on the National League and American League rosters, respectively. Cabrera joined the 3,000 hit club earlier this year. This is Pujols' last season, his 22nd in the major leagues. The Dodgers have the most wins in the National League with 53 after taking the series opener from the Cubs, but Tony Gonsolin picking up his National League leading 11th win last night. Tonight, Tyler Anderson takes the mound looking for his 10th. He'll start against Keenan Thompson and Aaron Judge back in the Yankees lineup for Game 2 against the Red Sox. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Hey, it's DA. Be sure to listen to CBS Sports Radio at home. Ask Alexa to play CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio. Listen to Chicago Cubs baseball tonight on The Fan. Coverage of Cubs Dodgers begins at 8:35.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 86. This is how you say, "Gee Willikers, it's a hot one." let's cool down with some Bud Lights. That's it for today. Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Summer is here, and so are the savings at Tommy's Car Wash in Waterloo. Download the Tommy Club app today. Sign up as a member and get the first month free. Tommy's Express Car Wash offers you an experience like no other. You'll enjoy quick, affordable, and endless washes at any Tommy's location. Plus, unlimited washes, skip the line, free mat washes, and vacuums. Tommy's Express Car Wash. Fast, friendly, and convenient. Find Tommy's online, on Facebook, or in person on University Avenue in Waterloo.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Cubs at the Dodgers tonight. Keegan Thompson getting the start for Chicago at plus 145 on the money line. LA minus 185. 8.5 is your total. The White Sox will host the Tigers. Lucas Giolito on the bump for Chicago at minus 155. Money line Detroit plus 145. The over-under at 7. The NFL preseason just over a month away. The regular season starting a month after that. The Bears currently plus 1200 to win the division. That's behind the Packers at minus 180. The Vikings at plus 250. And the Lions at plus 1000 odds. Red hot winning picks at experts.winnersandwiners.com. Save 75% on any best bet package with the promo code ACTION75. That's ACTION75 at experts.winnersandwiners.com.
I'm Trey Westerberg, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 61. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 81. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Clear skies tomorrow night, lows around 61. Seasonal temps Sunday and Monday with highs from the mid 80s to the upper 80s. Chance for scattered storms Monday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 81.
Welcome back to Cole & Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan. The all-new 102 at 102.3 FM. And on the 1650 The Fan app.
Welcome back to a Friday edition of Cole & Company, and the high school softball and baseball playoffs continuing tonight across our state. And on the baseball side of things, Class 3A and 4A getting underway with sub-state quarterfinals. And Cedar Falls, Waterloo West, Waterloo East all in action tonight. And we're pleased now to be joined by Waterloo East baseball coach Eric Jesse on the show. Coach Jesse, thanks so much for your time. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Cole?
I'm doing outstanding, and it's a great time of the year. Always got to love postseason play. And but before we dive into that, certainly a regular season where you guys probably felt like you left some wins out there, but you're coming into postseason play after a doubleheader split on Tuesday with Iowa City Liberty, so able to catch a little bit of momentum right before it's win or go home time. So that's got to be a good thing for the squad, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, no doubt about it. You know, Iowa City Liberty's been traditionally a program that's been very competitive. You know, won a lot of games. Have a lot of really good players, so with the split with them, there's no question that gives us confidence moving forward. You know, we've dealt with a lot of adversity, you know, and a lot of injuries this season, which has made things tough. And like you said, probably left some W's out there maybe because of that, but couldn't be happier with how the boys have been playing, you know, their attitudes, and we've gotten better, and that's all we want to do every single day.
Yeah, just looking at the numbers, you can tell that there was some serious growth with your roster this season. And looking back on the regular season, Coach Jesse, there were plenty of moments from what I understand, whether it's, looking at box scores or reading some of the coverage from the Courier, you guys had some special moments that you'll be able to take away from this season, to my understanding.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. There's been some very memorable games. You know, even in some of our losses, there's been some memorable moments in games. You know, obviously the walk-off against West, you know, that one sticks out, just having the walk-off aspect to it. And, you know, and our sophomore slugger, Demaris Henderson, hit a three-run bomb. That was a huge moment for him, you know, and it gave us the lead and ended up being the difference in the game. You know, there's been a lot of fun moments, and this has definitely been a special year, not only for that those reasons, but, you know, we've had a great senior class, and this is my third year with that senior class and special group of seniors, and excited to see their futures. A little sad to see them go, though, not going to lie.
Yeah, absolutely. Your senior, Caleb Spooner, has put together a highly productive year, both at the plate and on the mound. And what really sticks out to me is just he seems to be a really organized hitter with that on-base percentage, about 44%. He's got an ERA in the mid-threes. I mean, that's a special season to see a guy like that go out on.
Oh, no doubt about it. And I think he's started all 40 games, obviously, for us. And I think he's only struck out six times in a little over 100 at-bats. So
wow.
That's very impressive, you know. And he's been a guy that's put in the work, and not only on the field, but, you know, in the weight room, doing other things. And he's been the ultimate teammate, the ultimate leader. And he's a great kid, you know, comes from a great family. And it was awesome to see him have such a special season, you know. And at the beginning of the year, he was battling a little arm injury, too. So that's just kind of a cherry on top, just how great of a season he ended up having.
Can you put this senior class into words? Can you describe them in the limited amount of time that live radio gives us, Coach Jesse?
Yeah, you know, just a special group to me. You know, they'll always hold a near and dear place in my heart. You know, great kids, good baseball players, and just great leaders. You know, they're going to do big things in their lives. I'm going to miss them a lot. You know, coming in as a first-year head coach, this has kind of been the crew that led us mm-hmm. right from the get-go, you know, being sophomores in our program when I took over. And so it's a very deep bond. There's no question about it. And, you know, once it's over, it's definitely going to be a little emotional for me. And I love those kids, man.
Waterloo East baseball coach Eric Jesse, our guest right now on a Friday edition of Cole & Company. Class 3A and 4A sub-state baseball quarterfinals taking place tonight. And the Trojans play at Linmar. We'll talk about the matchup here in just a little bit. But, Coach, just to look back on the body of work offensively right now for your team over the season, kind of piggybacks off what we were talking about there with Caleb, where for what you might lack a little bit in the batting average department, your entire lineup, your entire roster seems to have a really good approach, patience at the plate, a team on base of 367. That's a really impressive number.
Yeah, that's something we've kind of been stressing all season long is, you know, be a grinder in that box, but, you know, make sure we're swinging at strikes. You know, if you get two strikes on you, just got to do what you can to battle, you know, maybe foul some balls off. You know, you're going to strike out. That's part of the game, but you just got to be a grinder. And, you know, we stress just getting on base any means necessary. You know, a walk or a hit by pitch, that's just as good as a hit in my book, you know, and just pass the torch to the guy behind you.
When you look at what you were able to do on the pitching mound this season, looks like maybe it was a feeling out process, given a number of guys opportunities. What would you say about what that journey's been like with your pitching staff and where things sit right now ahead of postseason play?
Yeah, you know, we obviously had a huge loss, you know, about halfway through the year. Mm-hmm. We lost our number one, our stud, our guy, no doubt about it, Justin Thomas, JT. So that's been a huge adjustment, you know, and that's part of the adversity we've dealt with. And, you know, he's, in my opinion, he's the best pitcher in the area. Mm-hmm. So there's no question we had some, you know, kids that we needed to kind of step up. And, you know, we are a young team to begin with. So a lot of those kids and those pitchers we're trying to get up to speed are very young, you know, and physically aren't where they need to be quite yet. So we're hoping, you know, this experience not only helps them the rest of the season, but going into next year, you know, they can get in that weight room
yep.
and continue to improve.
Tell us about Justin's injury. I know I remember reading about it on social media, and to my knowledge, everything has gone well since an operation.
Yep. He had last Thursday, so a little over a week and a half, a little over a week now. He had the Tommy John procedure done. He, you know, with the tendon in his elbow there, and he had mm-hmm. some nerve damage as well. So it it was either going to be a full reconstruction or just a repair. If it was a full reconstruction, it would have been a year, but thankfully it was just a repair. So he's shooting to maybe be back, getting to 100% by February, March-ish region. Good. So I know he's going to push himself really hard because, like I said, too, he's going to be a senior next year, and he is the most competitive kid I've ever been around. So I'm really excited to see this process and journey that he can go on because I know he's going to come back better than he was.
And as bittersweet as it may be, I have to imagine having someone like Justin just around the team and in the dugout, that brings some intangible value.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. The less than 24 hours after his surgery, he was in our dugout for the game the next day.
Wow.
So if that tells you what type of kid he is, you know, what type of leader he is, what type of teammate he is, he's an awesome kid to be around, and we definitely miss his presence on the field, but having him in the dugout is obviously very special as well.
Well, that's good news about his timeline for recovery. Waterloo East High School baseball coach Eric Jesse, our guest for a few more minutes here on a Friday edition of Cole & Company. All right, let's wrap with first thing, asking you about, you know, the defense throughout the season. We've talked offense, we've talked pitching. What's that journey like been for your team defensively this year? Has it been, moving guys around a lot or just kind of developing guys where they were? What's that journey been like?
Yeah, it's been a little bit of piece in action here and there. You know, we try to find our best combination. We've had some position flexibility too. That's something I really stressed, you know, early in the year and in the off season is, you know, I want guys to be playing multiple positions, you know, because we also want pretty much everybody on our roster. We want them to pitch at some point or, you know, try and become a pitcher someday. So that position flexibility is key for us, you know, and we had a little bit of a growing pain in a few different areas, but, you know, we've definitely improved and gotten better, and we've been solid for the better part of the year, and we're playing our best defense, I think, now towards the end of the year is obviously where you want to be at this time of year because just take one bad game and you're done, or, you know, yeah. And like I was telling the boys, you know, everybody's record 0-0 now. It doesn't matter what we did at the whole season, doesn't matter what Lindmar's done, doesn't matter whoever we're playing that's done.
That's a great point, particularly with the defensive side of things. That's the separator, as far as I'm concerned, with postseason high school baseball. And looking at the matchup against Lindmar tonight, do you think it helps that you played them just last Friday? Now, albeit you got swept in that doubleheader, but one of those games was really close.
Yeah, so actually that game just got postponed to tomorrow now. Obviously, it rained a ton the last 24 hours here. So we'll play at 11 a.m. tomorrow now, still at Lindmar, obviously. But, yeah, the first game, you know, our bats kind of were not quite awake. And then the second game, we were leading going into the bottom of the seventh, and then we gave up a walk-off home run. So I think that definitely gives the guys some confidence, and we know that we're more than capable of playing with these guys. And, you know, they're a very good team, and Coach Rodenkirk, you know, he does an awesome job, good guy as well. So we know they're going to be prepared, and, you know, they're going to hit the ball. So that's, you know, going back to that defense, we got to play a good, solid defense and ready to play, make plays behind. Obviously, Caleb Spooner's going to be throwing. So,
Was that your biggest takeaway from playing Lindmar? Was what they do offensively? As it relates to preparing for them, is that what you see as most formidable?
Yeah, for sure. You know, they don't really strike out a lot. You know, they put the ball in play a lot. They are very contact oriented and they're aggressive in the box, but also they're not going to beat themselves. You know, they're a very well coached team, and a lot of those kids have been playing for a lot of years, and they're just solid in a lot of different areas. So we know we have to play a great game to beat them, but I think we're definitely capable of doing that.
And since you broke the news here that it's postponed to 11 a.m. tomorrow, does an extra day of rest, does that help you guys, or do you wish you would have been able to play tonight?
Yeah, I think we were ready to play tonight, but, you know, it never hurts to get some extra swings. And, you know, at this point in the year as well, you know, we were kind of in that routine. So, you know, we'll get some extra swings in, get a few extra ground balls and fly balls. But I think we'll be ready to go at 11 a.m. tomorrow as well. So couldn't be more excited. It's a good opportunity for our kids. And, you know, I don't know the last time here at East we won a sub-state game, but I really, you know, think we could put it together if we come out and play like we're capable of doing.
Yeah, I like the matchup for you guys, and I don't know. I mean, you got the Iowa Hawkeye football kickoff time tomorrow. I'm not sure what to make of that one. I don't know about maybe like 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. sounds a lot better. But I Coach, I know your guys will be ready, and I'll look forward to following along with how things go for you tomorrow. Thanks so much for your time. Best of luck. Best of health.
Yeah, I really appreciate it, Cole. You know, thanks for all the coverage you do of not only our baseball team and softball teams, but everything you do in the area. It's awesome. You know, we're lacking in that department, you know, especially with Nelson kind of taking the Wartburg job there for a little bit. So yeah. It's just awesome to get all that baseball and softball coverage and keep up the great work. And thanks for especially reaching out to me every time.
Well, I appreciate the kind words and your time, and it's my pleasure. Take care, Coach Jesse.
Thanks, Cole. Have a good one.
You too. Waterloo East baseball coach Eric Jesse, kind enough to catch up with me earlier today, and while we were talking this afternoon, he got the news that game was postponed until 11 tomorrow morning. Need to get this next time out in and talk to Logan Blackman on the other side about conference realignment. Before we do, just a reminder, you can go to 1650thefan.com right now, and you click on the Win Free Breaks post from National Break Center. Yeah, I'm giving away free breaks to one lucky winner. And all you got to do is click on that post and enter your information and today's keyword. Today's keyword is Cyclones. Enter the keyword Cyclones at 1650thefan.com on the National Break Center free breaks post, and you'll be entered for your chance to win. All right, we come back right after this on a Friday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta says at this point the Big Ten is not seeking new members. The conference added USC and UCLA a week ago, and the two Pac-12 schools begin competing in the Big Ten in 2024. Iowa is hosting its first ever State Games of America later this month. It's an Olympic-style event featuring competition between State Games medal winners from across the nation, July 27th through the 31st. Katie Kramer is Director of Sports and Competition for the Games and says there'll be about 16,000 athletes from at least 45 states taking part in more than 40 sports.
We were awarded the bid for this in 2016, and then it was actually supposed to happen last year in 2021,
right,
but
minutes.
With COVID, it got pushed back a year. So we've been planning it for, I would say, about 6 years now. So it's been fun to plan. I'd say we're definitely ready for it. It's been a long time coming.
And in baseball, the Iowa Cubs continue a series in Indianapolis. This is Radio Iowa.
Did you know there's a program in Iowa that provides advocacy for you or your loved ones? It's called the Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program. Say it with me, Ombudsman. The Ombudsman Program advocates for residents' rights in Iowa's long-term care facilities like nursing homes and assisted living. They can help to resolve issues, maintain your loved one's dignity and respect, and work to improve the quality of life for all individuals in long-term care. For more information, visit iowaaging.gov. Brought to you by the Iowa Long-Term Care Ombudsman.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
It's time for Unfolding Futures. Here's Akwi Enji.
The temps are hot, the fireworks are flying, and at Waterloo Schools, our students are sizzling with excitement as the summer learning continues. This summer, students from 21 different schools will be attending Camp Invention, a fantastic week-long STEM camp offering hands-on activities incorporating science, technology, engineering, math, and the arts. And the 2022 Middle School Career Technical Education Camp was a huge success. Students entering 6th through 8th grade were able to experience different Waterloo Career Center programs with hands-on activities and exposure to possible careers. And our summer athletes are knocking it out of the park. Congratulations to those athletes. At Waterloo Schools, our students are award-winning athletes, thespians, musicians, and more. And they're enjoying the summer with a variety of camps, extracurricular activities, and summer learning. Visit us online at waterlooschools.org. Again, that's waterlooschools.org.
Your local one-hour heating and air conditioning knows how miserable it feels when your AC goes out. You want it fixed fast, fixed right, and get a fast quote. Unlike some companies, we don't give you a quote until we actually see what the problem is. Then we'll give you our straightforward price and always stand by our work. Right now, get savings on any AC repair. Call 855-1-HOUR.
Your comfort is just a call away. Call 1-HOUR.
Terms and conditions may apply. Call for details. Independently owned and operated. Licensed in the respective state or county.
We're going to skate to one song only.
You're listening to Cole and Company on The Fan in the Cedar Valley at 102.3 FM and across Eastern Iowa at 1650 AM.
Yeah, welcome back. Friday edition of the show continues, and the conference realignment that restarted with UCLA and USC going to the Big Ten last week, I think it's been a little too quiet, and so we bring in Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast to talk about that, among other things. Logan, you got the same vibe I do, where it's like, man, this has all been a little too quiet for a few too many days. There's got to be another big bombshell ready to drop, doesn't there?
Oh, yeah. It grew even more when Gary Barta just came on and said, we're not looking to add any more. That means we're looking to add some more teams to the Big Ten, whether it's Notre Dame, whether it's – I saw something about Oregon. I saw Washington. And I saw today, apparently, Cincinnati are one of the favorites to join the SEC. I thought they were one of the favorites. I thought they were joining the Big 12.
They are, yeah. they already so signed up.
I'm just confused with this entire situation, but it's going to be exciting. It's going to be very, very exciting. And one thing, like, we got the college football game coming out next year. The game's already going to be out of date by the time the game comes out next year because all the conference realignment is going to start up this year.
Dang it. You're already ruining something I was looking so forward to. Oh, man. You know what, with Notre Dame, I was talking about this with a friend the other day where it's like, how could Notre Dame's ego get in the way of saying no to the Big Ten this go around? Because the money they would make off the revenue sharing of that media rights deal is so much greater, like maybe four times as great, if not more, than what they make off their NBC deal. But I think that Notre Dame's the type of school where they go, okay, Big Ten, we'll join you, but under these conditions. Whatever those conditions are, like, it just seems like if they're going to join a conference, they want special treatment that they don't deserve.
Yeah, it's Notre Dame. You remember when they won national championships like 30 years ago?
No, I don't. I don't. I'm 32. I'm the oldest one on this show right now, and I don't remember it.
I mean, I remember them getting smacked 42-0 by Bama, but that's another thing. But yeah, they're like in the driver's seat for like either the growth of the Big Ten even more, or the death of the ACC. Like, they're in the driver's seat for everything, because this is probably what they wanted, a nice little bidding war. Like, man, it just feels so good to be wanted. And they're going to say no, because it's Notre Dame. Like, Penn State took forever to join a conference as well. They joined in the Big Ten in, what, the late 90s, early 2000s? Mm-hmm. Which feels weird, because it just feels like Penn State's always been a Big Ten school. They just feel like it, but they were independent forever because they had that same, we're too good for conference football. But now, more than ever, really, you need to be in a conference to be considered one of the top dogs. Notre Dame's a big brand, but one of the top dogs now, you need to be in one of the big-time conferences, and the Big Ten is that big-time conference right now.
I mean, honestly, it would be pretty hilarious if they make the incorrect decision and get left behind and turn into an afterthought in college football. I know that'd probably break some people's hearts that's listening, but obviously not mine. All right. I don't know. I mean, the ACC, I don't know what the hell they can do. I mean, it feels like maybe they're going to get gobbled up just like the Pac-12. But I think if you're the ACC commissioner, I've been saying this, you got to call Tulane, Louisiana Lafayette, SMU, and UTSA. And you got to raid the best television markets in the American Conference and then try to see if you can get a better TV deal where you're not going to be at the level of the SEC and the Big Ten, but you're going to be close enough where you're going to be able to compete.
This will be a real telling sign to see if egos really get in the way, which they do, especially when you're involving this amount of money. Will the people that run the ACC be, I don't want to say humble enough, I don't know if that's the right word for it, but humble enough to offer the likes of Tulane and all these other smaller schools?
Right.
You see, like, the Big Ten adding all these schools. Like, ACC had Notre Dame. They had all of these different schools and let them go somewhere else or let them compete other conferences. Because the ACC, it always seems they have one team that's good. Like, Clemson wasn't that good this year, and it was seen as a down year, even though Pitt went 11-2 and had a Heisman finalist. But, yeah, that's probably the route they're going to have to go. They're going to try and – or they can be like the Big Ten and go, you're like, you know what? Regions don't matter.
Right.
We're going to offer you UCLA and USC offers, and then – ACC is going to counteract that by going, you know what? It was also a very big school, Arizona. You know what? They went 2-10 last year. we're going the same. Let's just keep it the ACC. We got to have one good team. You can't offer multiple good teams, but you got to offer a bigger school like that.
The way this is going, it would only make sense that the Atlantic Coast Conference would add someone to their conference from the Pacific Coast.
Yeah, or just the Pacific Ocean. Just offer Hawaii.
yeah. Just offer Hawaii. Would it be quicker to fly east to get to Hawaii at that point? Fly the other way around the globe to go play the Rainbow Warriors? I'm not sure.
We'll work that out. We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Yeah, we'll have to crunch the numbers on that one. Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast, our guest right now. Follow him on Twitter at Logan_Blackman. You think when this all shakes out that one way or another, however the divisions shake out, that North Dakota State finds its way out of the FCS?
I do. I think that with UCLA and USC moving, that opens the door. Boise State's wanted to leave the Mountain West for a while now. I think going to the Pac-12, especially with the level they're at right now with USC and UCLA leaving and like Oregon leaving and possibly Washington leaving, that would be the next proper step for Boise. You could see probably Air Force going there.
Good point.
I don't know if a military school would join a big-time conference like that, but Air Force has been consistent for the past 20 years. But I think North Dakota State, I think that move up to like the Mountain West and then the feeder conference, the Mountain West, go to the Pac-12, which is probably what it's going to turn into eventually.
Well,
but yeah, I think they will eventually.
Pump the brakes on Air Force because they're going down week one to you and I.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, true. After you and I, they'll be fine after that. But you and I, man, with this new improved offense, I'm just ready to see it unleashed. I just want to see how they handle the triple option because it's a tough one.
Yeah.
I ran it in college. It's a tough offense to crack, especially if you're an opposing defense because your scout team can't really prepare you for that.
Well, check the box, David. Intern David Warrington alongside. Check the box. Logan rubbing it in our faces that he played college football. Great job by you to work that in like usual.
I gotta remind people who I was at a big time D1 NAIA program, but yeah, gotta remind people that.
And quite frankly, probably would have found his way into FBS football if it weren't for concussions and maybe even on a Heisman watch list at one point.
Concussions, you know, the odd sore throat, like everything was just not in my favor. For I got a stubbed toe one
a
time,
hangnail
like,
that got in the way of a game.
Yeah. That hangnail was bad. I just sit out for a couple weeks of practice for that one. You never get a bad hang. Like that hangnail just feels like it just won't go away. And like you want to pull it, they're like,
yeah,
I
you got
to. But they also say clip it. You're like, I don't want to do that either. So
you got to make sure they heal right, because if it doesn't heal right, that could set you back years.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. I had allergies one time too. Like it was
so
all these things. I proved people wrong. I had all these obstacles. I'm still here.
Yeah, look at you. Still here. New and improved. You mentioned that as it relates to the discussion. And it immediately made me think of this absolute bomb that I saw Spencer Petras throw, a 70-yard dart at the Manning Academy. Have you seen this video?
I've not.
Oh, I will send it to you. And in all its glory, immediately, I'm thinking Heisman, national championship, probably about 4,000 yards and 40 touchdowns for Petras this season.
I would imagine so. I mean, you only get invited to these passing academies if you're really, really good. So I would be shocked if he wasn't in a Heisman, at least conversation at some point, probably after week one.
Why don't we start it? I'm saying me and you start it now, and then we're the smart guys who get to tell everybody we were first on this.
Yeah. Like, we watched him last year. We watched him the year before. There was a clear progression there. So I think the natural step.
LoganBlackmanShow.com. LoganBlackmanShow.com. 1.0 Heisman watch list. Spencer Petras will start him at number 5 out of 5. And he'll be on the.
You can't start him at 1
no,
right away.
Got to make him earn it. Now, albeit he earned his way to number 5 by throwing a 70-yard bomb at Manning Academy in shorts and a shirt. I mean, but how many other guys out there are throwing 70-yard bombs?
Yeah, it's like, hey, Spencer Petras looks good in shorts. So I mean, like, we gotta look at all these very key factors here that make him.
He's really like right up there with Jamarcus Russell on arm strength.
Ooh, it's insane. Like, I've never seen a quarterback with that strong of an arm before. He's reeling it in too.
And
like, that Mike Vick commercial with the Gatorade commercial he throws out of the Rose Bowl. That, you know what? I bet he could do that.
Petras
could do that, no problem.
And especially with Brian Ferentz as his quarterback's coach now.
Ooh, Brian Ferentz, you know, that dude was really good at slinging the rock around. So, man.
Hell of an arm.
Oh, hell yeah. He taught Drew Tate everything he knows. So, yeah, it's great guy. Great quarterback coach, great quarterback. So, yeah, I'm excited for what Petras, Heisman candidate Petras has this year.
All right, you heard it here first. Logan, we've done enough damage. Have a great weekend.
Yes, sir, you too.
I'm James Palmer with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Las Vegas Raiders have just made history by naming Sandra Douglas Morgan their new team president. She is now the first black woman to serve as an NFL team president. Douglas Morgan was introduced by the team and talked about breaking down barriers.
If I could be an inspiration or help or open doors for any other woman and girl out there, then that's an incredible accomplishment for me. So the importance and effect of it is not lost on me. And I know that sports is a male-dominated industry, just as gaming was. And, you know, we need to continue to break down these barriers. So I'm happy to be here and, again, thankful for the opportunity.
And one of the top pass rushers left on the market is a free agent no more. Four-time Pro Bowler Justin Houston agreed to a one-year deal to return to the Ravens. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
How can you get a new Ford vehicle fast and easy? Custom order it with Bill Caldwell Ford. Custom orders receive priority, so you get your vehicle sooner. Get competitive pricing with incentive protection and no market adjustments over MSRP. With over 35 years in the business, Bill Caldwell Ford is the name manufacturers trust to deliver a customer-friendly experience. Start your custom order now at BillCaldwellFord.com. Bill Caldwell Ford, clearly a better place.
What are people saying about Western Home Communities?
We've always had a really good communication with everybody at the Western Home. We've never had a problem being concerned about her care at all.
Everybody worries right up front, are you doing the right thing? Are they going to be taken care of the way that you want them to be taken care of? Throughout this whole COVID mess, we've always been kept up to date, whether somebody tests positive, what steps are being done. If something is changed in her medication or her daily routine, we're always notified.
Contact Western Home Communities today at 277-2141.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Last week, the Washington Commanders extended receiver Terry McLaurin to a three-year deal worth up to $71 million. That came with the largest signing bonus ever for a receiver. McLaurin is a Pro Bowl caliber receiver, but with Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase due for an extension in the near future, you have to think the two former LSU receivers are salivating at a potential long-term deal. The receiving market has been on fire this offseason. Devontae Adams signing that extension with the Raiders were close to $30 million a year. And then a couple of weeks later, Tyreek Hill signed a similar deal with the Dolphins. Hill and Adams are two of the best players at their position, but both wideouts are approaching 30. Jefferson and Chase are still under 24. With the way the receiving market has unfolded this offseason, who knows how long those two stars will stay put. But if this offseason's taught us anything, you got to break the bank to keep these receivers in town. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise.
Stunning design, unmatched intelligence, and built to be ready for anything. Sometimes, exceptional is the rule. The Mercedes-Benz SUV family, each vehicle exceeds all expectations. There's the beautiful yet robust GLA, the do-it-all GLC, and the sleek seven-seater GLB. The innovative powerhouse GLE, and one of the most intelligent SUVs to date, the GLS. Each SUV boasts the seamless technology you expect from a signature Mercedes-Benz vehicle with the category-leading safety innovations that your family deserves, from MBUX, voice-activated technology, to pre-safe collision response that initiates passenger protection measures in a matter of seconds. Each SUV in this family built to protect what matters most, your family. The exceptional 2022 Mercedes-Benz SUV family. Test drive one at your local dealer. Or learn more at MBUSA.com. MBUSA.com.
You're listening to Cole & Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back for a final time. Last reminder, go to 1650thefan.com for your chance to win free brakes for your car, truck, or SUV from National Brake Center. 1650thefan.com. You see the post on the homepage. Click into that, enter your information, and then today's keyword, Cyclones. Enter the keyword Cyclones at 1650thefan.com on the National Brake Center free brakes giveaway post for your chance to win. Also, one final reminder, Corn Country Fest tomorrow, the inaugural. It's at National Cattle Congress in Waterloo. Starts at 3:45. Got 8 hours of live country music from Adam Keith, Wild Card, and country recording artist Grand Ole Opry member Terry Clark, a mechanical bull on site, axe throwing, food, beer, fun games. Learn more. Get your tickets at corncountryfest.com. Get them before 11 o'clock tonight. And you'll pay the discounted price. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back on Monday at 5, Cubs-Dodgers, 8:35.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.